Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when this signal finds you. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ, the show where we take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the flying you do. And today we're leading with a story out of the boardroom, not the cockpit. But stay with me, because this one reaches further into general aviation than the headline lets on. Here's what you need to know. L3Harris Technologies, one of the largest defense and aerospace contractors in the country, has removed its chairman and chief executive officer, Christopher Kubasik, effective immediately. Not a resignation with a graceful exit and a farewell tour. A removal, the company says an internal investigation found that Kubasik violated its code of conduct. That's according to reporting from Aerotime, and confirmed in the company's own statements. Now, when a Fortune 500 defense company parts ways with its chief executive on a Monday and uses the phrase code of conduct violation, that is corporate language chosen carefully by lawyers. It tells you something happened. It doesn't tell you exactly what. And I'm going to be disciplined about that, because speculation about a person's private conduct is not what we do here. So let's talk about what we actually know, and more importantly, why a pilot flying a Cessna 172 on a Saturday morning should care about who runs L3Harris. Before we get into it, a quick word about who keeps this frequency lit. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Go take a look. All right, let's get into the meat of it. The name L3Harris might sound like a pure defense contractor to you. Fighter jet electronics, battlefield radios, satellites, and spy planes. And yes, that's a huge part of what they do. This is a company with tens of thousands of employees and a market value measured in the tens of billions of dollars. It sits at the center of American aerospace and defense, but the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Because L3Harris, through its aviation products division, makes gear that a lot of you have bolted into your panels, and a lot more of you are sitting behind it every time you buy an airline ticket. Let me connect the dots. If you fly behind an automatic dependent surveillance broadcast transponder, what we all call ADS-B, there's a real chance the box doing that work carries an L3 lineage, the Lynx line of transponders, the NGT-9900. These are units that thousands of general aviation aircraft owners installed to meet the ADS-B out mandate that came into full force back in 2020. If you upgraded your panel in the last several years, you may have written a check that eventually traced back to this company. Go further. Standby instruments. The electronic standby indicators that sit in the corner of a glass panel and quietly promise that if your primary flight display goes dark, you'll still have attitude, altitude, and airspeed. L3Harris has a long history in that business. The ESI 500 is a name that panel builders know well. And then there's the big iron flight data recorders, cockpit voice recorders. The orange boxes, and they are orange, not black, that we depend on to understand what went wrong when an accident happens. L3, in its various corporate forms over the decades, has been one of the major manufacturers of those recorders. Every time an investigation from the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, hinges on recorder data, there's a decent chance the hardware came from this corporate family. So this is not some distant defense contractor with no connection to your flying. This is a company whose products are in the airplanes you fly, the airliners you ride, and the accident investigations that make all of us safer. That's why leadership at the top matters. Here's what you need to know about why. When the person at the very top of a company this size gets removed for a conduct violation, it creates a period of uncertainty. Boards move fast in these situations precisely because they want to project stability. L3Harris moved fast. They named a new leader from within, which is what a well-run board does when it needs continuity, the message they're trying to send to the Pentagon, to the airlines, to the certification authorities, and frankly to their own engineers is the work continues, the programs continue, the deliveries continue, and for the most part, that's true. A company this large does not stop building transponders or shipping recorders because a chief executive left the building. The engineers who certify a unit to technical standard order requirements, the TSO process the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, uses to approve avionics, those people came to work the next morning and did their jobs. Your installed equipment doesn't care who signs the annual report. This affects you if you're waiting on a delivery, a warranty repair, or a software update for one of their units. And here's my honest read, flagged as opinion, in the very short term, you probably won't feel a thing. These transitions are turbulence at flight level 400. Real, but far above where you're operating. The longer game is where it gets interesting, and I want to walk you through it carefully. Leadership changes at a company set strategy. And strategy determines which product lines get investment and which ones get quietly starved. Every large aerospace company is constantly making a choice. How much do we chase the enormous steady money of defense contracts, and how much do we keep serving the smaller, fussier, lower-margin world of general aviation avionics? I want you to understand that tension, because it's the real story underneath this headline. General aviation is a rounding error to a company that builds electronic warfare systems for fighter jets. The margins are thinner. The customers are more demanding in the best way, because we're the people who actually care whether a transponder draws too much current on a hot day. The certification burden is heavy, and the total dollars, next to a multi-year defense program, are small. So every time leadership turns over at a company that serves both worlds, people like us watch to see whether the new direction still has room for the little airplanes. Sometimes it does, sometimes a company decides the GA avionics business isn't worth the trouble, and they sell it or they let it wither, and support for the box in your panel gets harder to find. I'm not telling you that's happening here. There is zero indication of that today. What I'm telling you is why this kind of news belongs on an aviation show at all. It's not gossip, it's a data point about the health and direction of a company whose hardware is keeping you legal and keeping you safe. Let me give you the practical takeaways, because that's what this show is for. First, if you own an aircraft with L3 Harris or legacy L3 avionics, this is a good moment, not an urgent one, just a good moment to know exactly what's in your panel. Pull your equipment list, know your model numbers, know your software versions, know when your last ADS-B performance report came back clean. You can request that report from the FAA through their public ADS-B performance report tool, the PAPR, and it's free. If your transponder is quietly misbehaving, that report will tell you before a controller does. Second, don't panic shop. I've watched pilots read a headline like this and immediately start pricing out a whole new panel because they're worried support will dry up. That's the wrong reaction. A corporate leadership change is not a product recall. Your certified equipment remains certified. Your installation remains legal. Fly the airplane you have. Third, and this is the mindset piece. Keep a general awareness of the companies behind your critical equipment. Not paranoia, awareness. The avionics industry has consolidated enormously over the last 20 years. Names you grew up with have been bought, merged, and rebranded until it's genuinely hard to know who supports the box in front of you. Knowing the corporate landscape is part of being a well-informed owner. When a company changes leadership or changes hands entirely, that's your cue to confirm your support and warranty situation is still solid. Nothing more dramatic than that. Now let me widen the lens for a minute, because there's a bigger pattern worth naming. This is the second time in recent memory that a major aerospace and defense company has had a very public, very abrupt leadership problem. We've watched Boeing go through wave after wave of leadership churn tied to quality and safety. We've watched the entire industry grapple with a hard truth, that the culture at the top of an aerospace company eventually shows up in the product, not immediately, not visibly, but it shows up. And that matters to us more than to almost any other consumer, because we don't get to pull over to the shoulder when something's wrong. When a board says it removed a chief executive for a code of conduct violation, and it does so immediately, one honest way to read that, and I'll flag this as my interpretation, is that the board is signaling it takes its own rules seriously. In an industry where we ask engineers and technicians to stop the line, to write up the discrepancy, to refuse to sign off on the work that isn't right, it actually means something when the accountability runs all the way to the corner office. A culture where the rules only apply below a certain pay grade is a culture that eventually builds a bad part. So there's a version of this story that's genuinely reassuring. The system worked the way it's supposed to. I'll leave the judgment there. What happened between Christopher Kubasik and his board is between them and, where appropriate, their shareholders. Our lane is the airplane. Let me bring it home to the panel one more time. Because I don't want you to walk away from this thinking it's just a business story that happened to touch aviation. Every switch, every screen, every transponder in your airplane came from a company run by human beings who make choices about quality, about honesty, about whether to cut a corner. The reason we care who leads these companies is the same reason we care about a mechanic's reputation or a flight school safety record, or whether the fuel truck was properly grounded. It's all the same chain of trust. It starts in a boardroom and it ends at your fingertips on a dark night in the clouds. So the next time you press to test your ADS-B, or you glance at that standby attitude indicator and take comfort that it's there, remember there's a whole company behind that comfort. Today, one of those companies had a hard day and a clean break, and the work went on. That's the story worth telling. My thanks to AeroTime for the reporting on the L3 Harris leadership change, and to the FAA for the public ADS-B tools that let every one of us keep our own equipment honest. You can find more at RadioHanger.com. Know what's in your panel, know who stands behind it, and I'll see you next time on Aegis Tower Out.